I think it's time to talk to Bob or listen to Bob, whichever.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Thank you for the service you provide to our community. I have a couple issues. One is I had a knee replacement, and I had a substantial amount of swelling in my leg. That's pretty much gone down, but from the knee down to the foot, it's still swollen, and I have this tremendous itching issue, and I just scratch and scratch and scratch, and it doesn't seem like it wants to go away. Do you have any recommendations for something like that?
This only came on after the knee replacement surgery?
Yes, sir.
And it was not there before. I just want to be real clear about that.
Yes, no.
Okay.
The other leg is fine. There's nothing wrong with the other leg either.
Right. Okay. And the swelling, is this knee joint itself swollen, or is it below the knee joint down to the ankle, or where's that swelling?
It's between the knee joint and the ankle.
Between the knee joint.
It's fairly swollen, fairly puffed up, but not, it's taut.
Okay, and so probably if you measured the circumference of one calf at the same height above the ground as the other calf, they'd be different right now?
That's correct.
Okay, sounds like something's disrupted the lymphatic flow, sir. You probably are well aware that the blood, all the way to the toes, all the way to the fingers, some of what's in the bloodstream goes into the tissues as lymph fluid, and it bathes the various tissues, and then that lymph fluid is supposed to go back to basically the heart from the legs. It comes up lymphatic channels, and the ultimate drainage point is at the vein near to the heart. Have you heard of something called lymphatic drainage specialists, sir?
No.
Okay, they do exist, and they know what they're doing, and if a person has had a trauma, and a knee surgery is a beneficial trauma, but it's still a trauma to the area, and then the area past where that trauma was, what I mean by past is further down the leg or further down the arm, swells up, it sort of sounds like the lymph is not able to come back through the channels as well. Something damaged the lymphatic channels. Anyway, if I were to put into my search engine right now, lymphatic drainage specialist, zip, up would come a number of them in different communities. They just don't advertise a whole heck of a lot, but they know how to massage so as to restore the lymphatic drainage. Now, I don't know quite how they do it, but I've sent people to lymphatic drainage specialists, and sure enough, they get, after quite a number of massages, they get the flow back right, and they're not swelling up anymore. If it's not red, doesn't seem like it's infected, that's the thing that would come to mind, sir, is that
beneficial... It is red.
Oh, it is. Is it red the whole thing?
Yes.
Everywhere it's swollen?
Yes.
Oh, well, then we got to be concerned about a low-grade infection too, sir, as well as lymphatic drainage. I think you ought to have a doc look at that just to see, does this look like infection or not? Infection does not have to come out in little sores. A person can have a low-grade infection in the tissues too. So that's a second potential issue.
When I talked to the surgeon about it, he just kind of poo-pooed it. But he poo-pooed a lot of things, too.
Yeah.
Did a good surgery, but I think, I went with a list of about 15 questions. I got two answers.
Did he have a look at it?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Because if it was infected, surgeons can usually pick that up if it were infected.
And I also had, after the surgery, I might add that I had, the physical therapist had a little concern about deep vein thrombosis, and so I had an ultrasound of that, and there was nothing there. So that came back negative.
I'm glad to hear that, sir. I'm glad you had a doc look at it. I'm glad you had the deep vein thrombosis checked out, and that's not there.
Right.
So that brings us back to probably the lymphatic drainage specialist. One of the things, sir, there is for sale in all the big box drugstores, low-dose identical to natural cortisol cream. Now, that's not going to cure this, but what it does help to do is control the symptoms of itching.
And right. I just picked up a tube of that yesterday at Fred Meyer.
Good for you. 1%. Good for you. Yep. And that's not too high. So I'd use that while you get the specialist after it, sir.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.